Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Angeline.
It's day two of our look at the famous story, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis.
Do you guys remember? Four children named Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy are sent away to the countryside to live in an old house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and in that old house, Lucy, it says, finds a wardrobe in the house. She goes inside the wardrobe and realizes that it's not just a wardrobe for keeping clothes. It's an entrance or like a magical doorway to a magical world. Does she go inside? Of course she goes inside. Otherwise, it would be a very short story.
And there's snow everywhere, right? Mm. There's a winter magical world that we're going to.
Yep.
And she meets a faun, Mr. Tumnus.
Tumnus? Something like that. I don't know how to say faun names. Because fauns are animals from sort of storybooks and things like that. He's half man, half goat. In this story, he's a good guy, at least at the beginning, as far as we know. And he tells Lucy about this evil witch, the evil white witch, who cast a spell over Narnia. She's taken control of this land using evil magic. And this is bad news. So Lucy heads back to the cupboard, the wardrobe, back to the real world that she comes from to tell her brothers and sisters. But of course, nobody believes this story. They're saying, Lucy, what are you talking about? Have you been eating too much candy? Have you gone a little crazy?
But Edmund, it seems like he kind of maybe believed his sister.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
He got a little curious. And
I think he's the younger brother,
is he?
Right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
And then he goes into the wardrobe and he realizes that his sister isn't making this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
He sees Narnia for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then he meets this queen, and this queen gives him Turkish Delight.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that candy dessert that we talked about yesterday?
Yep.
And what else? Oh, she says she will make him prince.
That's right. But he has to bring his brothers and sisters back to Narnia with him the next time he goes back to his world. Now, this is actually a really good point because parents and teachers often tell kids don't take candy from strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a perfect example. Turkish Delight is a candy. The queen was a stranger to Edmund. He doesn't know who she is, but he thinks, hey, she's giving me candy. She's got to be nice. She's an evil queen.
Is she?
That's why you don't take candy from strangers. Well, we know she's kind of the white witch.
She's the white witch. You ruined the story.
Don't tell anyone. I think a lot of people have seen the movie.
Okay.
Anyways, let's check our article and see what happens next.
Reading.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. A few days later, all four children enter Narnia. Mr. Tumnus's house has been destroyed, and he has disappeared. A talking beaver helps them. Mr. Beaver tells them about an old belief in Narnia. When four humans become kings and queens, the evil days will end. Because of this, the White Witch wants to kill them. Mr. Beaver will take them to Aslan, the Great Lion. He'll help put things to rights. However, Edmund betrays them and goes to the White Witch. He tells her everything, so she gathers an army of monsters. Meanwhile, the other children meet Aslan. His army of good creatures rescues Edmund from the White Witch. Edmund apologizes to the others. The White Witch reminds Aslan about Narnian law, which says she can kill Edmund for his actions. Aslan gives himself to the witch in place of Edmund. Susan and Lucy secretly follow Aslan that night. To their horror, the White Witch ties Aslan to a stone table and kills him.
Okay, so our article begins by saying, a few days later, all four children enter Narnia.
Wow, so Edmund did convince his brothers and sisters to come back with them. Remember, they're out living in this countryside house in England. Their family, their mothers and father aren't there, right? Because it's wartime. So I imagine the kids are probably a little bored and looking for adventure. So they go back through the wardrobe to Narnia. They must be very surprised, and things have changed since they were there last. Mr. Tumnus,